Hi, Bob. We can get started with Matt.
Hey, Bob. Just how did Chapman look moving out to you around there today?
Great. I mean, to me, it looks like no restrictions at all.
Simone?
Hi, Bob. Just wanted to say sorry for my Matt Chapman question. I didn't mean to cause any controversy or problems.
Oh, no, no. He just did. I think it probably just confused him for a minute. So it's no big deal.
All right. Well, how was your first full squad practice?
Good. It was pitchers didn't throw today. So, you know, you work on some fundamental stuff. We had a base running station. You know, a little bit of some talks to game awareness stuff with the pitchers. Did a bunt defense on a couple different fields and then hit. Tomorrow will be more extensive based on the fact that we'll have pitchers throwing two hitters. But it was good to finally get to know and talk to Elvis Andrus a little bit, Trevor Rosenthal, you know, some of the guys that, you know, at least in Trevor's case, that came a little bit later, and then finally position players to get to meet Elvis.
And so what do you have planned for this week? Do you have inner squad at all this week or for practice?
No, we don't do inner squads. We might do some simulated situations, but we don't do inner squad games.
Okay. And then how did Jed Lowry look?
Good. Yeah. He swung the bat really well, you know, took a bunch of ground balls at second base, still kind of in a running progression. But overall looked really good.
Matt?
First time seeing Andrus out there around other guys, just how does he seem to be fitting in early on? And just from his movements, I guess he said that the back bothered him a good amount last season. Defensively in the field, how did he look moving around today?
Looked great. I mean, all those things are, you know, knock wood past him. And, you know, veteran guys have a little bit of an easier time to, you know, fitting in than maybe some younger guys. You know, he's played against all our guys for quite some time, and you know, he'll make it easy for the other guys to get to know him quickly. And like I said, you know, I've never really had an extensive conversation with him before, but just talking to him today, I felt like I've known him for quite a while.
Manolo?
Hey, Bob, you just mentioned Jed Lowry. How do you think he will have a chance to fit with these A's in 2021?
I think he has as good a chance to fit like he has with our other teams, you know, and some of these guys were here and coming up when he was last here, so he knows them. It's an easy fit for him. I think he's been more comfortable in this uniform maybe than anywhere else, so I think it's just kind of good to be home for him, and, you know, it's good banter amongst the guys with – you know, the guys that he knows, whether it's Pinder and Chapman and Olsen, those guys that spent the day, you know, kind of going around in the same station. So pretty easy for him to fit in.
Do you believe that most of his at-bats might come probably in the DH position, or you think that he could play some second base as well?
No, I think the plan is for him to be able to play some second base. You know, we'll see where we are early in camp. And again, we'll take the lead from the trainers, but you know, as far as how many at-bats he gets at second base in spring training, I'm not sure yet, but he looks good all the way around to me.
Shayna?
Just piggybacking off that, obviously first day of full squads, you don't have a full plan for second base, but do you feel like that's a place where you can maybe play around with matchups the most and maybe not have an everyday second baseman, but have some variety and flexibility?
You know, we'll see how Jed takes to, you know, playing a position several days in a row. I think that's what we're probably most, you know, looking at. And again, you know, in this day and age, with as much technology you have and information you have on the training side, you know, they'll let us know what they think, and certainly we'll get feedback from Jed. So, you know, we have enough guys to play there, that's for sure. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, there could be some other things happening here that could affect the DH spot too.
Simone?
Is Machine up there for playing second base, or
Yeah, he'll play anywhere. He's played short, second, third, and first. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we have a lot of games. Typically, your starters don't play, you know, the entire game early on. So there's going to be plenty of reps for everybody in spring training.
Matt?
You mentioned getting to talk with Rosenthal a little bit. Just what were your first impressions and what's his sense of being here now?
Yeah, he's really happy to be here. And that was his sentiment on the phone as well. You know, he's all about winning, and he feels like he's coming to a winning team. You know, we won the division. We've been in the postseason the last 3 years. Guys like him want to go to a place where they have a chance to win. So I'm sure that probably was played into, you know, his decision as well, going to a team that he thinks is going to win.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Right.
Thanks, Bob.